Chapter 2. Bassanio plans a party. Shylock had a young man whom he kept to help with his business. The young man's name was Lancelot. Lancelot hated working for Shylock. When he saw Bassanio on the street later that same day, he stopped the young noble.
"What do you want?" asked Bassanio.
"I want to serve you, sir," replied Lancelot.
Bassanio looked at Lancelot. He said,
"I know you. Your master, Shylock, spoke with me earlier today. But you say you want to leave your rich master to serve a poor gentleman like me?"
"There is an old saying, sir, that seems to fit. You have the grace of God, sir, and he has enough."
"You speak the old saying well," said Bassanio with a smile. "Go and tell your old master that you are leaving. Then go to my house. My servants will dress you as one of them."
Thus, Lancelot left his job with Shylock to work for Bassanio. The first task that Bassanio gave to Lancelot was to help him prepare for a party. Many of the young noble's good friends had been invited to the party. Gratiano was among the guests, and he searched out Bassanio on the streets of Venice that afternoon before the party.
"I have a favor to ask," Gratiano said to Bassanio. "You must not deny me. I must go with you to Belmont."
Bassanio was quick to allow the request.
"Then you must. But, Gratiano, you are too wild, too rude, and too loud. I do not mind these things, but those who do not know you might mind your usual ways. Take pains to cool your too warm spirit with some cold drops of modesty. Otherwise, your wild behavior might lead to the loss of my hopes at Belmont."
"Bassanio, hear me. I swear to talk and act with respect as I would before my own grandmother. If I do not, you may never trust me again."
"We will see."
"Only, do not judge me by my behavior this night."
"Of course not. Instead, I ask you to put on your best suit of fun, because we have friends coming to enjoy a party. Until tonight, farewell. I have some business to attend to."
"And I must find Lorenzo and the rest. I will see you tonight."
At that same time, Lancelot was delivering two messages to Shylock's house. One message was an invitation for Shylock to come as a guest to Bassanio's party. Bassanio sent this invitation as a courtesy to the man who loaned him such a large amount of money. The other message that Lancelot had to deliver was a secret word for the Jew's daughter, Jessica. Jessica was in love with a Christian. He was Bassanio's friend Lorenzo. Shylock's daughter lived in hope that her lover would come and take her from her father's house. She thought that day might be very soon. On the street before his house, Shylock shouted for his daughter.
"Jessica, come out! Are you asleep, girl? Jessica!"
"Are you calling me?"
the girl asked as she came out of the house.
"I have been invited to Bassanio's house. Why did he ask me, do you wonder? Not for love. They are only trying to please me. But I will go in hate. Jessica, my girl, look after the house. Take my keys. I really do not want to go."
"Please go, sir," Lancelot urged his former master. "Bassanio expects your courtesy there."
"As I expect his," growled Shylock.
"It is a mask party," Lancelot informed his former master.
"Masks?"
said Shylock.
"Lock the doors, Jessica. When you hear the drum and shouts on the street, do not open the window. Don't look out at the Christian fools at their merrymaking. I swear I have no mind to go feasting tonight, but I will go. Go before me, sir. Say I will come."
"I will go, sir," answered Lancelot. But before he left, he managed to whisper in Jessica's ear,
"Mistress, look out your window tonight. A Christian will come by who is worth your eye."
"What did that fool tell you?"
asked Shylock once the young man was gone.
"He only said farewell, mistress, nothing else."
"I'm glad to be rid of that boy. He was lazy and not worth even the small pay I gave him. Let him go and waste Bassanio's money and time. Ha! Jessica, go in. I will probably return early. And remember to lock the door and windows.
As her father made his way down the street, Jessica stood by the door and watched him go. To herself, she said,
Farewell. If my luck is not crossed, I have lost a father, and you have lost a daughter.
Later that evening, Lorenzo arrived in front of Shylock's house wearing a mask. He called out to Jessica, but she did not recognize the man on the street by her door. The girl called down from a window.
Who are you? I believe I know your voice.
It is Lorenzo, your love, called back the young man.
Lorenzo!
Cried Jessica happily. She knew this was the night that Lorenzo had come to take her away from her father's house. Jessica disappeared for a moment from the window. When she returned, she held a small wooden box in her hands.
Here, catch this box. It is worth the effort. The box is filled with ducats and jewels. I'm glad it is night and none can see me. I don't want others to see me stealing from my father's house. And I don't want them to see me dressed as a boy as I am.
Come down quickly. You will come with me to Bassanio's party.
What? I should hide, my love, not go to a party.
No one will know you dressed as a boy. Come, they are waiting for me at the party.
Very well. Let me get a few more ducats and then lock the doors. I will be right down.
The two young lovers then left for the party. But they would not stay there long. Lorenzo had a small boat waiting to take them away from Venice. On that same street that night, Antonio met Gratiano.
Where is everyone? Antonio asked. I have been looking for you.
Why? Asked Gratiano.
There has been a change of plans, Antonio told him. The wind has come about. Bassiano will sail for Belmont this night.
I am glad to hear it, replied Gratiano. Nothing would be better for me than to set sail and be gone tonight.